and gentlemen, and welcome to Monday Night America. I'm your host, Roger Noriega, and thank you for joining me. It is August 20th, wow, 2018, and yet another warm day here in Southern California. It's only 81 degrees right now. I guess not too bad. It's been much hotter, but I guess it's going to be cool for now. I want to welcome everyone who's listening both live and in the archive. And everyone in the chat room, thank you. For those of you that have called in at 914-338-0314, don't forget, if you guys want to take your call, go ahead and hit 1 on your telephone keypad or Skype keypad or mobile phone keypad. Is it a keypad? If it's a punch display? It's too heavy for me to figure out. Thank you, Robert Summers Potterton III. Thank you for that. We've had that for, wow, almost going on 10 years now. It's a wonderful intro. We love it so. And I got to tell you, the truth isn't the truth. That's going to be the way it's going to be for a while now. The truth isn't the truth. We have alternative facts. There is a deep state. There is one angry man with 13 angry Democrats, the bully, witch hunt, hypocrite. Wow. Whew. Entertainment could not have done a better job than this, I gotta tell you. Entertainment cannot imitate life, and sure enough, cannot. I want to thank Wild Cherry Pepsi for keeping me awake right now. With these fires going on in Southern California, I've had significant breathing issues. I had 2 appointments today. Wow. I'm on a lot of stuff now. So I guess I am sympathetic to Alex Rodriguez now because he took steroids and I'm taking steroids right now. So now's the time to consider Hall of Fame. Actually, I will consider him for the Hall of Fame. I'm much more sympathetic. But I got to tell you, the stuff that's happening in the world is just unbelievable. But it's okay. I don't know if we're really going to get into a lot of that stuff. But I have some funny things that I came across. Some a bit old, some just not. But I like these. From the Week, Only in America segments. A Columbia University student claims that she's been deeply traumatized by reading too many books about white people. Nissa Aya told a university panel that the school's required core courses forced her to look at history through the lens of these powerful white men. As a result of feeling no power or agency as a black woman, she said, it will take her 6 years to graduate. Wow, you already know how long it's going to take. That's impressive. I only thought white men had that power, but whatever. Don't know if you heard about this. This is some time ago now, but 2 men were booted off a Southwest Airlines flight when a paranoid passenger overheard them speaking Arabic. The men were allowed onto the plane after being questioned by police, but were then forced by other passengers to open a small white box they were carrying, which was full of sweets. So I shared my baklava with them, said one of the men. I wouldn't have shared anything with those pigs. Hell no. Racist, illiterate, jackastic pigs? Yeah. Only in America. An Ohio firefighter was suspended for saying he'd rather save a dog than an African-American from a burning building. Oh, I guess we're sticking with cultural studies tonight. Forgive me. One dog is more important than a million. And, of course, he used the N-word in plural. Tyler Royston wrote on Facebook, he was immediately suspended by Franklin Township officials for conduct unbecoming a township employee. Royston's wife said her husband had apologized, but added, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. You're entitled to your own opinion, but when you say stupid stuff like that, I guess the internet will destroy you. More than 100 faculty members at the University of California, Berkeley have called for a boycott of all classes during the Free Speech Week. Of course, the 4-day event, which starts in September and will feature lots of different people. The faculty said students should not risk their physical and mental safety in such a hostile environment. Way to go. That was dumb. That was stupid. And actually, that was a while ago. But that's okay. Wow. Amazing to me. Amazing. You know, as I read or as I uncover these tidbits from around the world and in my country, I am forever amazed at the incredible inherent lack thereof. It's just unbelievable. These are my countrymen, countrywomen, and don't know if you heard, but a cruise ship survivor plucked out of sea. A stupid woman, says mother of liner's boss. Wow. This is via the Telegraph, and it's also via Yahoo News. This is embarrassing. A passenger who survived 10 hours in the sea is a stupid woman who must have jumped off the ship, the mother of a cruise line's president has told the Telegraph. Katie Longstaff, 46, an air hostess, was accused of causing massive disruption to fellow passengers while costing Norwegian Cruise Line hundreds of thousands of pounds in compensation. Allegations surfaced on Monday suggesting Ms. Longstaff had been arguing with her boyfriend in the hours before she plunged into the Adriatic Sea from the seventh deck of the liner about 75 feet above the water. Fellow passengers expressed anger towards Ms. Longstaff and Norwegian Cruise Line for the chaos and disruption her actions had caused. Many also suggested there was no way she could have accidentally fallen from the ship, insisting that security barriers were simply too high to topple over. The 83-year-old mother of Andy Stewart, the cruise company's president and chief executive, said her son had been dismayed by continuing reports that Ms. Longstaff fell off the back of the Norwegian Star. Ms. Stewart telephoned his mother at her home in England from his office in Miami, Florida, to complain about Ms. Longstaff's version of events, calling it, welcome to the world, fake news. Ms. Longstaff, who moved from Cheltenham, Glaux, to Spain in 2016, had told a Croatian television news channel after being rescued, quote, I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. I was sitting at the back of the deck. Stewart's mother contacted the Daily Telegraph to protest that her son's company was being wrongly blamed for the incident. His mother said, she didn't fall off, she jumped. This has cost Norwegian Cruise Line $600,000-something. This stupid woman. I spoke to Andrew at lunchtime. He phones me almost every day. Oh, wow. Way to go, mommy. Way to go. Thank you for letting us know that the CEO is a mama's boy. What he said was, this is fake news. Oh, wait, hold on. Should have been like this. What he said was, this is fake news. He said that she couldn't have fallen. You would have to take steps to climb over the railings. He said she jumped in the water. His mother went on, he doesn't get upset, but he's annoyed that it has been implied that NCL was at fault. Norwegian Cruise Lines is NCL. He said NCL went to a lot of trouble. They delayed the progress of the ship and sent for the Coast Guard. If you think of the cost of the ship being delayed, passengers missing their connections, passengers waiting to embark, blah, blah, blah. That has all amounted to more than $600,000-something. When you get criticism, it is highly unfair. Mr. Stewart, 55, took up his role in 2015 and had been with NCL for 27 years. Rumor has it, all 27 years a mama's boy. He earns a reported £1 million a year in salary. According to reports, Ms. Longstaff had been caught up in a row with her partner aboard the ship. He was asleep in their cabin when Ms. Longstaff fell overboard at 11:45 p.m. on Saturday night. It is understood that CCTV footage captured the incident and has established that no third party was involved. Oh, there is video. There usually is video. Daniel Punch, who works on the Norwegian Star in promotions, posted on Facebook, according to reports, she didn't fall, she jumped. It was on my ship. I spoke to her throughout the whole week. She was arguing with her fella the whole time. Ms. Longstaff was found by Croatian Coast Guard at 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and taken to hospital for treatment in the Croatian resort of Pula, not too far away from something. I don't know what I was going to say. She said her yoga, fitness, and singing helped her to survive. Her yoga, fitness, and singing. Wow. Way to go. Ugh. As she was released from hospital yesterday into the care of a partner, Italian sources suggested she had argued with a partner before he went back to his cabin and left her on the deck. The footage has been viewed, and you can clearly see she was there on her own when she fell, a source told Sun Online. She was not pushed. The theory we are working on is that she most likely jumped. Uh-oh. She might be liable then for all the expenses on this ship. Irina Hirstick, director of Pula's City Hospital, said Ms. Lundstaff had refused to release a statement because she can't understand why there is so much interest for her. David Radis, spokesman for Croatian Ministry of Maritime Affairs, said its investigation was continuing. On Sunday night, Mr. Radis said the CCTV images had left a suspicion whether it was a jump or a falling off. Ms. Lundstaff has posted photographs of herself in the Costa del Sol in Spain with Craig Raymond, an electrician, who she was dating as recently as June 15th. It is not clear if Mr. Raymond was on the cruise with her, and he declined to comment yesterday. I'm not interested in talking, he said. Ms. Longstaff, Father Ron Longstaff, 76, a retired chief superintendent with West Midlands Police, said she had no idea how his daughter had ended up in the sea. She was certainly lucky. I'm trying to work out what happened, said Mr. Longstaff. Bethany Joyce, 21, from Long Island, who was on board with her parents, said her mother planned to claim compensation as they'd been forced to spend an extra 2 nights in Venice. Oh, the horror before the next available flight home. She told the Telegraph, the cruise line was very helpful in helping us rebook travel plans. The only thing they gave us was 15 minutes of free Wi-Fi to try rebook travel arrangements. Disembarkation was also a mess. We had to sit around for hours just waiting for vague instructions. Passengers said they arrived in Venice at around 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, but did not disembark until 5:30 p.m. Wow. How sad. Sad, folks. I gotta tell you. Stupid lady. This is bad. In other stuff. Oh, this is great. The quote is, Bob, are you stupid? Judge Jeanine rips Mueller for lack of investigation into Bruce Orr. Of course, this is from Fox News Insider. So anything from here is just flat-out stupid news. In her opening statement, Judge Jeanine Pirro said that the intentions behind Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele's relationship was to tee up an investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. How did they know that? Seriously. She said the speculation about Orr's relationship with Steele, the Trump-Russia dossier author, and Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson to show further proof that President Trump is being framed. Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, worked for Fusion GPS, an opposition research firm that was hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to compile the dossier of potentially damaging information against Trump. Okay. Wow. I guess you guys have it. There it is. Done. Stupid. Wow. Fox News knows everything. You know, it's very difficult to watch Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN all in the same go-around. Very difficult. Try to take 10 minutes of each every day, and that's it. That's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. Whew. It's just, oh my God, it's horrible. Yeah, I'm not going to go over very much more stupid news. I forgot to look up today, August 20th. Today in history, ladies and gentlemen. Always amazing to think of what happened. And back on this day, on August 20th in 1911, the first round-the-world telegram was sent 66 years before Voyager 2 launch. Wow. Go figure. 1911, a dispatcher in the New York Times office sends the first telegram around the world via commercial service. Sheesh. The Times decided to send its 1911 telegram in order to determine how fast a commercial message could be sent around the world by telegraph cable. The message, reading simply, this message sent around the world left the dispatch room on the 17th floor of the Times building in New York at 7 p.m. on August 20th. After it traveled more than 28,000 miles, being relayed by 16 different operators through San Francisco, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Saigon, Singapore, Bombay, Malta, Lisbon, and the Azores, among other locations, the reply was received by the same operator 16.5 minutes later. It was the fastest time achieved by a commercial cablegram since the opening of the Pacific Cable in 1900 by the commercial cable company. Back on this day in 1911. And ladies and gentlemen, give me a quick moment. We are going to take, because my voice is going, we're going to take a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
4 minutes.
You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. Absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, oh Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's all good. Went over quite a bit of stuff right now. I have a surprise visit. Of course, it was our guest from a while ago, so we'll probably be going over some other stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to make this program a tad short today, and it's going to be all good. We're going to be back on next week. Well, we have more. Remember, we're going to be going over Star Trek Discovery. We're going to be going over a lot of other stuff, Orville, some of the Star Wars movies, and Game of Thrones, and lots of stuff. As I mentioned to you, this was the program that was going to be in between, and sure enough, we are in between right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank you. It's going to be all good. And remember, send us your commentaries and emails. We'll love to hear them. We'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.